Violent weather, terror arrest, nuke deal blowback. I'm Barton Eckert. Floods, lightning, and tornadoes are rolling through the South and Midwest. As many as 12 tornadoes reported in parts of Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
We've seen these fierce thunderstorms fire up and about 9 million people under the gun for an enhanced risk of severe weather.
A Philadelphia woman is being charged with attempting to aid ISIS. The Justice Department says Keona Thomas intended to fly overseas to join up. Correspondent Jason Carroll.
According to the criminal complaint, she is accused of attempting to provide material support to a terrorist organization.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the nuclear deal the United States helped broker with Iran threatens the survival of Israel. The first presidential campaign ads for the 2016 election will air over the weekend. Senator Ted Cruz has purchased ads in several states. They'll begin running Easter Sunday. I'm Barton Eckert. Something we only imagined a short time ago could be reality in just a few decades. Michael Toscano says we're going to Mars.
NASA now says its astronauts could be orbiting Mars by 2033 and landing on the surface of the red planet by 2039. Representatives of the space advocacy group, the Planetary Society, agree, and they say that the Mars mission is within NASA's space exploration budget. But they also stress that the historic mission hinges on political will and the next U.S. president's willingness to fund it. I'm Michael Toscano.
Tiger Woods will end his 9-week absence from the PGA Tour when he plays at the Masters next week. A major American trend survey shows that whites in the United States and far greater numbers than blacks and Hispanics approve of police striking people. 7 out of 10 whites polled, or 70%, say they can imagine a situation in which they would approve of a police officer striking an adult male citizen. I'm Barton Eckert.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
As Californians begin to grasp the seriousness of the severe drought, many are beginning to turn to drought-tolerant landscaping. More from Jim Roop in Los Angeles.
Mike Garcia of Enviroscape LA says most of residential water use is outside.
Of 100% of water that comes into your house, about 65% of that is used for landscaping.
He says cutting back doesn't mean cutting out.
Sustainable landscaping is using climate-appropriate plants. In other words, if we live in Oregon, where it rains a lot, you should probably grow lawn. But if you live in a desert like Southern California, you need to use climate-appropriate plants, and grass is not climate-appropriate.
He says with a little research and professional help, you can have a sustainable lawn, as he says, live today without borrowing from the future. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Some economists are saying that one reason the March jobs report looked so bleak is the hiring had been so strong earlier. For the first time since December 2013, fewer than 200,000 jobs were added. I'm Barton Eckert.
Looking forward to your tax refund? So are identity thieves, who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from hardworking Americans just like you. Once identity thieves get a hold of your tax forms, watch out. They know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your Social Security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code NASH or call and mention NASH to save 10%. Call 800-921-4110. 800-921-4110. 800-921-4110.
KGO Radio News Time is 10:05. Seven San Francisco police officers accused of sending racist and homophobic text messages have been suspended, and the police chief, Greg Suhr, is recommending they be fired. A small plane crashed into the Petaluma Municipal Airport this afternoon. The pilot did not survive, and his name has not been released, pending notification of his family. San Francisco Bay Area riders could have thousands more bicycles to share. City leaders hope to expand the Bay Area bike share program from 700 to 7,000 rental bikes, including new bikes in Berkeley, Oakland, and Emeryville by 2017. A quick look at your KGO traffic in San Jose. Northbound 880 just after 280. Still got an accident there they're trying to clear up and construction going on. Jam-ups are from the Alameda to just before Moore Park Avenue. A bit further up on northbound 880, construction's got it stop and go from 101 to East Brokaw. Lafayette, 24 eastbound at Oak Hill Road, a solo vehicle accident there that's in the center divider. That's got folks stop and go back to Acalanes Road. KGO weather forecast, mostly clear tonight, lows around 46, partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. It's 54 in San Jose and in Oakland. In San Francisco, it's 52. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Jobs. The jobs report is in, the jobs added, and the unemployment number. And the response? Harsh weather. I blame it all on the bad winter we had in the Northwest and in the Northeast. And also, Jim McTague, even now, Barron's Washington editor, is throwing the snow out of his kitchen in the Washington area. Jim, I go to you if you can hear me over the blizzard in Washington. This harsh weather jobs report, it explains all of the disappointment. Yes, we have been adding more than 200,000 a month for some time, but this present sad number adjusted to 126,000, although it's the weakest in 15 months, it was a very bad winter in Washington, in New York, in Boston. Doesn't that explain it? Good evening to you, Jim.
Good evening, John. Yes, it's a frigid 70 degrees here today. You know, it's much below what we're used to. The roads are clear, but it's so cold we're afraid to drive.
Yes, of course. So
you know, this jobs report is scary. I mean, we have a lot of listeners tonight who are in their cars. If you're going up a hill in your car, imagine that your right rear wheel suddenly loses three-quarters of its air. I mean, that's what this job report was like today. 129,000 jobs is pathetic. It's kind of frightening. It starts raising recessionary fears. You can blame it on the weather if you want. But you know, you look into the oil fields and you see huge layoffs out there. 11,000, you know, a total of 30,000 people have lost their jobs since the beginning of the year in the oil fields. There's hope that construction picks up in the spring. And then we have the economist from Fannie Mae today fretting that, well, that may not happen. You know, home sales seem to be very weak, and that this low jobs number doesn't really look too promising for engendering home buying. So
I have a second line of excuses here, Jim. Let me try them out. You didn't like the harsh weather in your kitchen because it's 70 degrees. It's probably paradoxical. However, the second line is that there's been too many rosy scenarios these last months. We've been singing the praises of the recovering U.S. economy, and we were wrong. It wasn't recovering. It was going through what it usually happens in the spring. It was getting ready to stall. Now, how do you like that excuse, that it's our problem for over-promising?
Well, there was no overpromising because the consensus of economists expected that we would have very slow GDP growth in the first quarter of this year, and that the following three quarters of this year, the air promising will be relatively robust. But that was postulated on continued job growth of over 200,000 jobs added a month. So again, this comes out of left field, and it's a symptom of something more serious in the economy, something we did not see. Now, I have a theory, because, by the way, small business stopped hiring, too. You know, how could we have this loss of jobs at the time that the Walmarts and the McDonald's are raising wages? I think we might be at full employment in terms of employable people. that a lot of the people who are unemployed now, either for educational reasons or behavioral reasons, are not the kind of people that you would want to hire because you would feel that you were throwing away money. And so rather than hire these people, businesses and manufacturers are leaving slots open. That's number one. Number two, the slowdown in Europe. Do you really want to hire if your exports are an important part of your business and you don't know how the increase in the worth of the dollar is going to affect exports to the rest of the world? So there are two reasons. But I think the full employment theory that we've employed all the people who are capable of working in this country, it makes a lot of sense to me.
Let's look very carefully at what jobs were added and what we lost. We added 40,000 new positions in the service sector. That's been the strength of the economy for some time. We added 26,000 and in retail and 22,000 in healthcare, all consistent with what we've seen in the past. But this, Jim, I need interpretations here. In mining, we lost 11,000 jobs. In nursing care, we lost 6,000 jobs. Very odd. And a bar and restaurant industry, and the last time we talked on this, that had been one of the strengths of the economy. A lot of waiters, a lot of bartenders. They added in only 9,000 in March. That comes after 33,000 in February and 66,000 in February and 33,000 earlier. So we've been averaging 33 and we only added 9. Manufacturing lost 1,000 jobs. That's a lot of noise, I understand. But can this all be explained by the energy sell-off, the oil patch of Texas, Louisiana, and Bakken? All of that can be explained there?
No. It's a big part of it. Another part may be that, the citizens of this country are doing what economists urge them to do for decades, and that is become savers instead of spenders. And so they're putting more and more of their money away because we just went through the Great Recession. Many of them were burned, and so they have big rainy day funds. Now the economists who used to urge us to do this are fretting that we're saving too much. The saving is good for the long-term health of the country, but maybe not the short-term health of the economy.
Another possible twist, and I'm not being defensive here, I'm just puzzling. You recall, Mr. McTague, back in 2006 and 2007, when we were discussing the housing bubble that we could all see. At that time, it was impossible to imagine that it was going to pull the whole global economy down for years on end. The energy patch, which is suffering now with the plunge in the price of a barrel of oil, is it possible that that can pull the whole economy down, Texas and Louisiana and the Bakken?
Yeah, that happened in the 80s. It pulled a region down. It pulled the whole West down. It pulled Texas down. It pulled Colorado down. We had a gigantic foreclosures on houses in those regions back then. Banks failed by the hundreds because banks had been heavily lenders to the energy companies. So yes, we can see a large area of the country, Texas, Louisiana, Colorado, hit hard by this softening of energy. And, if this agreement with Iran goes through and Iran starts pumping oil again, the price of oil will stay low. So the energy sector, employment in the energy sector in that case, would remain low for years to come.
Jim McTague is the Washington editor of Barron's. We're looking at 1 month's very weak, very disappointing jobs number. That doesn't mean that it's going to be repeated into the spring. It gives the doubt. All of the excuses do not bear up under the fact that this is a disappointment. Or, as Wall Street says, rallying because it believes the Federal Reserve is going to stay its hand extra now because of this weak report. This was a miss. I'm John Batchelor. This is The John Batchelor Show.
When you have an option and a way to stop snoring, and you choose to snore anyway, that's disrespectful. This is a message for all you people out there that have a snoring problem. Here you have an option. That option is to buy a Zipa. You buy a Zipa, you stop snoring, we're friends. What's a Zipa? It stops snoring. What do you think we're talking about here? Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Zipa. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. There's no excuse. If you live another minute your life with snoring, it's your own fault. Go out there and tell everybody who snores to show some respect and get a Zipa. Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. Here you have an option. That option is to buy a Zipa. So listen up. Get a Zipa and stop snoring now. And if you're not the snorer, by now you know who is. Because everybody knows somebody who snores. Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-204-1201. That's 1-800-204-1201.
When you're in the market for a gift of diamonds, come see Shane Company, your friend in the diamond business. If you're leaning toward a classic style, we have diamond solitaire earrings in all diamond sizes, from around $150 to over $25,000. For a gift with lots of romantic symbolism, you can't go wrong with our diamond three-stone pendants and diamond three-stone rings, which represent your past, present, and future together. If she's the trendy type, we have a huge selection of diamond hoop earrings, as well as stackable rings in the latest looks for expressing her own unique style. Whatever gift you choose, with Shane Company's direct diamond importer prices, you'll get more sparkle for your money and diamonds that she'll be proud to wear.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
No time for allergies? No worries. Walgreens will help you get the right relief right away. You can count on our wide assortment of Walgreens brand allergy products for effective relief at a value you can trust. So swing by Walgreens to get in, out, and feeling better fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Right now with in-store coupon and card, 150-count Walgreens brand Walzer products are $5 off. Use as directed.
Hear the news on KGO, then listen to John Batchelor to make sense of it all on KGO 810.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Suspect secret nuclear weapons program, Iran. Framework announced by the President of the United States, the Secretary of State, P5 plus one. Details to come later. The American people watching this process have told the Pew poll that by 63% to 27%, the American people do not believe the Iranian leaders are, quote, serious about addressing international concerns, end quote, over their nuclear program. 63% to 27% of the very small number, 27%, who do support negotiations with the Iranians, 2 to 1 believe that these are positive things. They are willing to go along with this as a geopolitical strategy. All right. Now, having established that, no one's fooled. The majority is sitting back going, they're not serious. Liz Peek of the Fiscal Times is here to comment on the framework, what we have now, waiting for these many months to fill in the details we don't have now, and the fact that the American people haven't bought into any of the, what you'd have to say, best face that the White House is putting out. Liz, a very good evening to you. Isn't it comforting to see that the American people can't be fooled? All of the people all of the time cannot be just as they were when that phrase came up 160 years ago. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think it's extremely comforting to know that after six and a half years in office, President Obama no longer has the credibility that goes unquestioned, which, you know, basically led us to Obamacare and other things. And the American people obviously are right here because they detect anxiety and frantic behavior on the part of John Kerry and President Obama to get a deal at any cost. And I think that's really what sort of emerged from these hasty negotiations, the push to get this done, the adherence to a end date, et cetera. It's pretty clear that President Obama, even the New York Times ran this on the page one, the Washington Post has commented on it frequently, his foreign policy history has been a disaster. He's desperate for a win in the foreign arena, and this is clearly where he has pinned his hopes. So I think you don't have to know a great deal about these negotiations to understand that in 2012, President Obama said we would not do a deal unless basically Iran shut down their nuclear infrastructure. What we now see and what Netanyahu came to talk to Congress about is that they are not doing any such thing. It is diminished. It is certainly not taken off track. And it's pretty clear within 10 years it will be firmly back on track. And frankly, that's the best case scenario. So, you know, I think there's so much about this deal that could basically blow up in the next 3 months, such as issues that have already caused Zarif to basically say the White House was lying, which is, for example, on the pacing and process of lifting of sanctions. Obama is saying they will be done only as Iran meets various guideposts in this deal, in this agreement. Zarif is saying it'll be done immediately. Well, there's a big gulf there because if they're done immediately, we lose all leverage. And there's no way to really enforce the inspections and the other processes by which we are expected to know that Iran is behaving. Look, there's no reason to have any confidence that Iran will abide by this agreement. They have never abided by any agreement before. They have not given us any sign of good faith, like releasing American prisoners or, backing off of their support of the Houthis or Hezbollah or anything. They have not done anything to change their role in the Middle East. So, you know, American people are not so stupid. They get it that this is a wish and a prayer by the Obama White House and something Obama wants for his legacy, a word we hear much too much about.
It's happy to see that the American people believe follow Liz Peek, and Liz Peek follows the American people because everything she said is supported by the Pew poll. One more, Liz, for you. This is fun. 2-1 in the Pew survey. Americans said Congress should, quote, have final authority for approving any agreement, end quote. So pop the popcorn again because the Senate's about to get involved in this. Senator Corker of the Foreign Relations Committee is looking to move a bill soon enough, April, May, that insists that represents the will of the Senate to have oversight, that is, hearings, discovery about the framework. I keep using the word framework because that's all we've got here. We've got a framework. We don't have an agreement. There's nothing signed. There's nothing written down. There are statements by the White House, so-called fact sheet, that was not endorsed by the Mohammad Javad Zarif, the foreign minister of Iran. The foreign minister of Iran endorsed unknown. The European Union has another representation of what was agreed to in this framework. However, Congress wants to review this. 2-1, the American people expect it. As of now, Liz, I'm told that the White House is resisting this. Do you believe, do you follow that Mr. Obama will be able to ignore the will of the American people on this?
John, he has ignored the will of the American people on so many issues that we don't really have to question that. The question is there any way that Congress can force the issue? Corker's bill up until pretty recently, looked like it almost might have enough votes to override.
64 of 67 with Mark Warner signing on. So that's where we are. 67 necessary for the override and the expected veto. Yes, please continue.
Exactly. But some of the Democrats now are sort of waffling. I'm sure there's going to be gigantic pressure brought to bear on the Democrats who have indicated reservations about allowing this to go forward as is. And my guess is that the White House is going to basically pressure them to the point where they will not have enough, that Corker will not have enough votes to override a presidential veto. But I have to say, if they present this bill to the president and he vetoes it, as you say, in the face of polling which shows Americans really do believe Congress should weigh in here, I think that is going to set off a real firestorm of protest over this agreement. As you say, it's not an agreement over the framework.
The framework, yes, because mm-hmm. the agreement, theoretical in the future, maybe by next television season. You understand, framework. Do not use the word agreement casually here. They agreed on a framework. That's it. Okay, now this is the part that and we'll do this quickly. The damage to the relationship between Washington and Jerusalem. It's obvious. Can it be repaired in another administration?
I think it can be repaired in another administration. I think before that, though, there's also enormous damage between the White House, the government, and the Arab leaders. I mean, basically, what could come out of this is a total upheaval of our alliances and allegiances in the Middle East. And you know, there's so much background here, but the United States, by dint of being, in a sense, the sort of security umbrella for the Gulf nations and for Israel, have basically kind of been the preeminent power that maintained whatever stability has been in the region. We're basically undermining that now by possibly triggering a race for nuclear weapons, not only by Iran, but also in response by Egypt and Saudi Arabia. I mean, Obama is aware of this, obviously, and has invited the Gulf state leaders to the Camp David to try and assuage their concerns. I don't know if that's going to be possible because they, like Israel, they don't buy the idea that Iran has changed its ambitions or its desire to be the region's preeminent power. And with a nuclear weapon, they will be the region's nuclear major power. So how do we go about fixing our relationship with Israel? Probably by, you know, some stricter enforcement of inspections and so forth, by really making sure this deal is as tough as it can be. I doubt very much this White House will do that, but perhaps the next one will.
Liz Peek of the Fiscal Times. I'm John Batchelor. Trusting the common sense of the American people, this is the John Batchelor Show. Total eclipse of the moon. That's right. In the next hour, it's about 2 a.m. East Coast time, Saturday morning, the 4th of April, about 5 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday morning, the 4th of April, a eclipse of the moon. It will last for less than 5 minutes. It will be a blood red eclipse. That's because the sun shines through the rim of the planet when it hits the moon. 5 minutes is all you get. Podcast always ready at johnbatchelorshow.com.
Taking you through the third shift, this is the John Batchelor Show on KGO 810.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Should you pay for expensive repairs to your old car, or is it time to buy a new one? Chris Cesena, owner of Automedics, a Diamond Certified company, suggests you first consider all the costs, starting with the monthly payment.
The fact that the insurance is going to be higher and the registration is going to be higher because they are on new cars versus older cars. Also having to pay the sales tax and all that when buying a new car. Plus, while that new car won't need repairs, it will need maintenance.
And for more expert advice and high-quality performance, use a Diamond Certified company. Each has scored highest in quality and the most accurate ratings anywhere. You'll never be fooled by fake reviews, since all research is performed by live telephone interviews that verify only real customers are surveyed. If you want quality, you'll have confidence in choosing Diamond Certified companies. Find them at diamondcertified.org.
How can we make you happy? Well, at DGDG.com, one of the things we do is provide you with some of the most highly trained product specialists in America. Non-commissioned product specialists who have a passion for cars and take great pride in their expertise. Car enthusiasts that can help you find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. So, how can we make you happy? We'll find out more at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
You can join me for Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer. 2 days and 39 miles. Sure, it's not easy, but that's what makes it worth it. Join my team and take the challenge. Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer in San Francisco, July 11th and 12th. Register today at 39forbc.org.
If you have trouble getting a good night's sleep, you're not alone. In fact, most adults do for one reason or another. Hi, it's Nikki Medora.
And I'm Brett Burkhart. It doesn't matter if you have the best bed around, if you don't have the best pillow to go with it.
With a crazy work schedule and constant neck pain, a good night's sleep seemed impossible. But not anymore, thanks to MyPillow.
MyPillow doesn't get hot. It molds to your head and doesn't go flat.
But don't just take our word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the leading authority on sleep health.
That says a lot. Plus, MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable and comes with a 10-year warranty.
And to celebrate MyPillow's 10th anniversary, it's offering its biggest discount ever.
Buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just click the 2-for-1 button at MyPillow.com.
And use discount code KGO at checkout to receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on MyPillow.com.
Do what we did, along with 5 million other people, and make MyPillow your pillow. Call 800-299-6893 or go to MyPillow.com.
And don't forget to enter KGO at checkout.
Now more of the John Batchelor Show on KGO 810.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and worldwide at KGOradio.com, a Cumulus station.
This is the John Batchelor Show on KGO 810. Helping you understand the new order in the 21st century, this is the John Batchelor Show on KGO 810.
John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Here in the 21st century, there is a crisis in America in our prisons. It's the population. It's swollen to the point that state budgets are overwhelmed. For example, California and other large states with large urban populations. And the growth of this prison population has expanded to the point of not being able to explain what the remedy is since the 1970s. To help me understand this, I come to an article recently in the New York Times, Jessica Benko, a contributor to the New York Times Magazine. And Jessica traveled not to California, not to New York or Florida, three of the states that have large prison populations. She traveled to Scandinavia, to Norway, which has a decidedly small prison population. A prison population that is a revelation to me because of a theory that is just in place since the end of the 20th century. Here in the 21st century, that we can look upon this as an experiment, almost as if it's a science fiction story. Jessica, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. Halden Fengsel, you teach me, is the name of a new prison in Norway. Where is it and what is it expected to do that's new that Norway did not do before? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So Halden Prison is in the very eastern part of Norway near the border with Sweden.
It was the most recent prison built. It opened in 2009, and it followed a series of reforms to the Norwegian correctional system, particularly focused on rehabilitation of prisoners and preparing them for a life without crime after they leave the prison. So the prison itself was designed to ease the psychological pressure of being in prison so that they would have a better opportunity to reach the inmates with therapy and work training programs and education programs. The physical space of the prison is meant to sort of alleviate the kind of conflicts that people get into when they're in enclosed spaces. They would often say to me, you know, if you think about how stressful it is to just be on an airplane for a few hours, imagine if your life was like that, but on unending, days after days after years, which is the kind of sentences that the men in these prisons have. So they've opened up the spaces, made spaces for socialization, and also arranged things so that the staff is frequently in social contact with the inmates in order to sort of build relationships with them that will ultimately be positive for the rehabilitation of the inmates.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because the staff, the officers, the supervisors are a major part of this story. And being in prison also weighs upon the people who are charged with keeping people in prison orderly. So we'll come to that. But first, a few stats here. I think this is a population of about 250 in a prison where the whole country has about 3,800 people. Correct me if I get this wrong, Jessica. I want to go fast because we come to this prison, 251 prisoners divided into types. Some types are more dangerous than others. However, the textures and the surrounding, that was striking to me because they thought about this. There is a wall, but what do you see when you're standing in the prison yard?
When you're in the prison yard, you're surrounded in large part by hills and trees. So it looks like a fairly natural environment. They wanted the prison to feel like a village, like the kind of place the inmates might go home to when they leave the prison. The only difference is that there is this absolutely opaque, huge concrete wall around everything. There's no concertina wire, nothing like that, but the wall is completely impenetrable and much, much, much bigger than a person.
And there are no guard towers. There's no sign that you're going to be punished or hurt if you approach the wall. That might be the case. You might be restrained. But I was struck by the fact that it doesn't look like our imagination of a prison watching with searchlights sweeping the yard.
Not at all. That's correct. There are no guard towers. I never encountered anyone with a gun while I was there. Certainly in most prisons, the officers themselves don't carry guns if they're in contact with the prisoners. But I didn't see anyone armed the entire time I was there. And there is no one threatening you with a gun if you try to escape.
And because it's Scandinavia, because they think about these things, because they're weather sensitive, the color scheme, that was something you emphasized in your piece, and also the textures of this color scheme. Are there birch trees? Can you see trees in the immediate yard?
Absolutely. There are birch trees and evergreen trees, many of them, in fact, and some of them keep their leaves year-round. And so you can sort of hear the rustling of the leaves. It's a very quiet environment, very, very rural. There's no noise from the surrounding town, and there's essentially no noise inside the prison. And that was the first thing I was actually struck by when I first entered the prison itself, is that it's nearly silent. There's no commotion, no chaos.
You spent time with the supervisors, the warden, the guards, but also with the inmates. And in conversation with the inmates, and they knew you were there, you represented the United States, come to see this facility. Are they outgoing? Did they want to recommend their experience in the prison, or were they silent, mute? You know, we only have Hollywood movies to compare this to.
And they only had Hollywood movies to compare things to as well, I will say. One of the things that they wanted to ask me about oftentimes was the conditions in American prisons, which they have only seen in these media representations or entertainment representations, and it's so different from their experience that they were rather shocked. They were, of course, I was there for a week, so they warmed up to me over the course of time, and I got to know some of them fairly well. And I was often left alone with them in order for them to feel free speaking with me and speaking their mind, and they often did. And with anything, they had complaints, but for the most part, everyone affirmed to me that they felt safe in the prison, that they felt they were improving themselves in the prison. Many of them have been in other prisons in Norway, which are still different from ours, but some of them have more significant problems with violence within the prison or drugs within the prison. And everyone at Halden Prison told me there are no drugs. There's essentially no violence, no fights. No one's scared at any time. They all feel safe when they're there.
This is not low security, white collar crime. Jessica spent time with men who are condemned and imprisoned because of extreme violence, murder and rape and other depredations. And you were in their presence. Are they treated differently than the general population?
No. Often the sexual offenders are kept in the strictest wing, which is Unit A, it's called. It's where people who have psychiatric disorders or have committed crimes that would make them unpopular with the rest of the inmates are kept. People who've committed sexual crimes are often on the low end of the totem pole in terms of respect amongst the other inmates, so they're kept somewhat separate. But certainly within the general population, there are people whose convictions are murder or assault, weapons charges, that sort of thing. And then there is a significant portion, maybe a third of the inmates, who are in for drug smuggling and are there for security reasons because they're part of an international drug smuggling ring and are potentially an escape risk.
You mentioned quickly that many of the inmates are not what you'd say native-born Scandinavians. They come from different parts of the map, Eastern Europe, Africa, and Middle East, you list. And so, but there are Norwegian citizens, or were they were apprehended in Norway? Why are they there?
They were apprehended in Norway. In many cases, it's because they were part of a drug smuggling operation.
I see.
Or perhaps they had entered Norway illegally for other reasons, hoping to immigrate, and they committed a crime, you know, while not having legal status in the country. So I initially thought that many of the conditions of the prison could potentially be attributed to a very homogenous population, but that actually turns out not to be the case at all. 38% of the inmates while I was there were not even legally in the country, and an additional portion of them were legal immigrants, but not from of Norwegian heritage. So it was not a homogenous place at all.
The moment in the story I grew most concerned, Jessica, was when you spent time in conversation with a man who is convicted of the murder of a young woman and has a history of doing violence to young people. That struck me as very daring on the part of the prison population. Were you well protected at that moment?
You know, it was more about judgment than any sort of physical protection. At that time, certainly there were guards near me as well as the warden. But this particular inmate is in a small population of high-risk inmates, 10 of them, or 8 of them actually in this case. And they felt confident that he was under control. He's okay when he's on his medications. He was ultimately transferred to a psychiatric facility, found essentially not guilty by reason of insanity. And as long as he was on his meds and they were sort of taking good care of him, they felt comfortable allowing him to be with other inmates. And that was good for his mental health as well. I will say that among the things that he was saying to me were things that were clearly delusional. So he was not in the best of shape psychiatrically.
Jessica Benko, she's writing for the New York Times Magazine, where she's a contributor. We're speaking about a dramatically different approach to prison population with violent criminals, with people who are regarded in our culture as a danger to the society and will be there for a long time. But when we come back, a cooking class at Halden Fengsel in Norway. I'm John Batchelor. This is The John Batchelor Show.
Racing legend Richard Petty for Blue Emu.
Maintenance is important. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real emu oil. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray has an active ingredient to relieve the aches and pains of my muscles and joints, and it's perfect for hard-to-reach places. Hey, even us precision machines need a little help sometimes. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Blue Emu, available at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
Looking forward to your tax refund? So are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion.
$1 trillion from hardworking Americans just like you. Once identity thieves get a hold of your tax forms, watch out. They know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code NASH or call and mention NASH to save 10%. Call 800-921-4110. 800-921-4110. 800-921-4110.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cash back offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, and this is Call Me on the Carpet, where I take your tough questions about carpet and flooring. Let's go to Doris in Atherton.
Rick, I don't drive, so I can't get to your showroom.
Then we'll bring the Conklin Brothers showroom to you.
What, you've got a van with a few selected items you want to unload?
No, we have a van filled with carpet, hardwood, laminates, vinyl, and ceramic tile. Whatever you want to see. Complete with a Conklin Brothers flooring expert.
Probably some high-pressure salesman.
No, no pressure, Doris. At Conklin Brothers, we want you to have the best shopping experience ever.
So how do I schedule this mobile showroom?
Just go to ConklinBrothers.com, schedule online, or call us in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo.
All right, just one more thing. About your carpet expert.
What's that, Doris?
Make sure he's a stud muffin.
Thanks for calling me on the carpet, Doris.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Jessica Benko spent time for the New York Times Magazine, where she's a contributor, with experts, advisors, and we're going to speak to scholars in a moment about the penal system in Norway, which is dramatically different, changed over these last 15 or so years in the 21st century, so much so that it reminded me
of what a prison planet would look like if you went the opposite direction from punishment and went for either rehabilitation or live your life in an orderly fashion, you will be rewarded. Let's go to cooking class with Jessica Benko. This was a revelation, Jessica. At one point, I thought you were making it up, but they look like competitive cooks. Do they have access to information about cooking, something like Iron Chef or anything like that?
Well, they certainly have access to the television. I'm not sure how much cooking instruction they take from there, but they do cook often for themselves, which is considered, it's actually not just in Halden prison, but all over Scandinavia, cooking for themselves in prison is common. It's considered a life skill. So rather than going to a mess hall, they make their own meals. They also have a professional cooking program. One of the work training programs is for them to work in restaurants after that. So that's a significantly different level of instruction there.
And they have a pastry chef, or at least I thought that they had a pastry chef competition. And he seemed eager to impress you, but at the same time, he believes that he can get better. I liked him for that. He's always improving.
That's true. He's not an official pastry chef, but he is the man on this particular unit who is very good with desserts. He often makes cakes and cookies. And this one evening when I was eating with them, it was the 26th birthday of one of the other inmates, and he had made this very elaborate cake that the Norwegians called the world's best cake. That is, you know, a confection of whipped cream and meringue and almonds and sponge cake. It's quite delicious.
I can see why he's popular. He'd be popular anywhere. That would be easily to you export that skills. Now let's turn to what we've learned so far from the Norwegian experience compared to the American experience, because that puts it into place. You spent time with Ragnar Kristoffersen. He's an anthropologist and he teaches in the Norwegian system, Correctional Service of Norway Staff Academy. He trains officers to go in. And the first thing I wanted to come to was the revelation that it is taught in Norway for the guards and the wardens to be respectful to the prisoners, chiefly, the way I read this, Jessica, for themselves. In other words, it's good for the mental health of the officers to believe that their job is not to be brutal or threatening in some fashion. Did I read that correctly from Kristoffersen?
That is certainly what he told me, yes, and what I heard from the guards themselves. I spoke to many of them about their training, and I would say that I was struck by the fact that most of them seemed like the sort of person in the U.S. you would expect to be a social worker, and in many cases they considered their job to be something like that. They were very focused on setting an example for the inmates for what kind of behavior they should be exhibiting both within the prison and after they left the prison. So they took their jobs quite seriously in that way and thought of themselves as doing good, as helping these men make changes, and they were quite proud of their jobs.
Now, the big metric here is recidivism. Everybody's asking it. Yes, it's a dramatically different place, Scandinavia, Norway. If you've ever traveled there, you're on another planet, and the people are very different about their attitudes about life and about the government and how the responsibilities of the government to the citizens, all of that. But we come to recidivism, and what I've learned here is that Norway, with this small population, is having a debate about whether this prison, which is expensive, this style of prison, very expensive, whether it has a successfully low recidivism rate. And Ragnar Kristoffersen gave you statistics that confused me. What did you draw from the conclusion of whether that prison system results in a lower rearrest or lower re-imprisonment level?
So part of what was confusing about those statistics is the fact that Halden Prison has only been open for 5 years. So many of the inmates there have quite long sentences. So they haven't even been released yet, which means they haven't had an opportunity to do what they call in the penal system to recidivate, to commit another crime and wind up back in prison. So it's a little bit hard to tell with Halden. But the other thing is that Halden is it's a high security prison. And in Norway, you don't get out of prison from a high security prison. You have to go to a low security prison and ease your way out of the system. So it's very hard to attribute anything about recidivism to Halden specifically, because there will be another prison that comes after Halden.
Right.
So they're sort of, they can't justify Halden by recidivism numbers. And so they have to decide that this is how they want to be for other reasons, which is sort of what he got into talking with me about. They think this is the right way to do it. This is how they want to treat people who are going to be their neighbors in the future.
I don't know why it is that I want to listen to somebody with the wonderful name Ragnar Kristofferson, but I do. So let's go on, because what I learned from Ragnar Kristofferson, Professor Kristofferson, is that in Norway, they have, in the past, maybe they still do, they imprison people for traffic violations, which is very unusual. That's something that even New York hasn't quite got to, because we're a different system understanding. So all of this understanding of how you rehabilitate someone who's committed a crime or committed an offense to the culture, that doesn't really translate, does it, Jessica? I mean, we can't jump from Norway to California without doing a lot of make-believe.
That's correct. And the Norwegians have, of course, this much stronger social safety net than we do. There's sort of no way to compare the two things right on the same playing field. That said, the Norwegians have a tendency to think about this in terms of the expense of, so even if you support someone on public assistance after they've left prison, it's still less expensive than in the prison. So they believe the punishment is taking away the person's freedom for the prescribed period of time, whatever their sentence is. And after that, you're done punishing them, and it's better for them to be out. As long as they're not committing new crimes, they would rather support them with public assistance than take the more expensive option of having them in prison. So their primary concern is that they give the person the tools to not commit more crimes, not cause more harm to society once they get out. And the ideal, of course, is that they would also have the skills to work. And that hope that they give them when they're in prison, this idea that their future can be different than their past, that's the thing that keeps the inmates themselves working toward this rehabilitation. If they thought they were going to get out and go back to a life where they would inevitably end up in prison again, they wouldn't have any incentive to behave well in prison.
A couple of details here. I learned from Jessica that the maximum sentence in Norway, no matter the crime, and that includes the mass murderer who killed all those children, is 21 years. He's in jail for 21 years. I'm not using his name on purpose. I don't need to give him any attention. But in any event, that's dramatically different than the United States of America, where many states continue to have the death penalty, and where there that is part of the conversation in prison. But still, what I learned from you, Jessica, is something's gone wrong in the United States in the last 40 years, since the 1970s. I think your stat is we went from a population in prison of 100 per 100,000 to 700 per 100,000. That means we're pretty much out of control here, and any remedy will do. We can't afford the prison you visited in Norway. Is that correct, Jessica? Nobody's ready to spend that kind of public money.
You know, this statistic actually didn't wind up in the final version of the story, but I would say that we can't afford it. I will say, at Halden Prison, it costs about $93,000 a year to have an inmate there. In the New York City jail system, Rikers and the other New York City jails, it costs $167,000 a year per inmate. So there are certainly parts of the U.S. incarceration system that do spend much more than this, but the average in the U.S. across the county and state and federal systems is $31,000 a year.
That's very helpful, because, of course, we'd get economies of scale if we use the Halden system in the large states in the United States, New York, Illinois, and California, and Florida. So there might be something to make of that. Your experience now, thinking back over this, did the inmates you saw, did they believe that they were going to repair themselves, that being treated respectfully meant that they were going to continue this, or could you tell? Because they're jailhouse games, it's very difficult to read.
That's correct. Of course, what they were expressing to me is, you know, their own confidence in their rehabilitation.
Right.
I can only say that they said that to me. I don't really know the reality of that. That said, most of the inmates at Halden are quite motivated to be rehabilitated. If someone was put in the prison and was clearly just not willing to take advantage of any of the programs, it would become a priority to move them to a different prison.
Jessica Benko, contributor for the New York Times Magazine, visiting Halden Fengsel, Halden Prison in Norway. I'm John Batchelor. This is The John Batchelor Show.
If If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now.
800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problems solved. Call 800-291-6670 today.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and worldwide at KGOradio.com.